Richard Roundtree, who died yesterday at the age of 81, was easily one of the coolest actors ever.
Bet you Shaft.
Bet your lovely self it is, and I'm ready. Can you dig it?
In the 1971 movie Shaft, Roundtree was an early black action hero and became an icon of black film. NPR's Netta Ulibi has our remembrance.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
When the acclaimed photographer Gordon Parks made a movie about a black private eye that came out just 3 years after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he cast a complete unknown. A former college football player and model who commanded the screen from the very first minutes of its opening sequence, says film scholar Novotny Lawrence.
Gordon Parks opens the movie with this guy. He comes up out of the subway, he's walking down the streets of New York City, and he's owning it.
John Shaft was a new figure in film.
Because he's unapologetically black, and he has a swag, he's dressed to the nines, he's a bad hush your mouth.
How come a couple of cats from Harlem come downtown this morning looking for John Shaft?
As Shaft, Roundtree clapped back at white cops who said dumb things.
Well, they're soul brothers. They came down so I could teach them the handshake.
And he busted mobsters.
My name is John Shaft. Freeze.
He gave black people that icon. In the 70s, Shaft.
Shaft was a huge success. It helped create an entire genre, blaxploitation. Roundtree went on to star in a few Shaft sequels, but Novotny Lawrence says it was hard to become an A-list actor in the 1970s by revolutionizing black masculinity on screen.
So I think his legacy is one that we need to think of in terms of perseverance.
With more than 150 movie and TV credits, ranging from Roots to Desperate Housewives to Being Mary Jane. And Lawrence says Roundtree went public with his 1993 diagnosis with breast cancer.
And became a figure to demonstrate men, it's okay. Shaft had breast cancer, right?
Richard Roundtree died yesterday from pancreatic cancer. Actor Samuel L. Jackson, who starred with Roundtree in a couple of later Shaft films, suggested on social media that Roundtree was surely walking that walk in heaven. That unforgettable Shaft stride that left deep footprints in film and in American culture. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.